Hello and welcome to our reflection for today, Monday the 11th of March. And as we look at this image of the Station of the Cross, we are reflecting today on Jesus falling for the third time. So let's pause for a moment as we acknowledge God's love and presence with us. Let us be aware that wherever we are, whatever we are doing, that he is with us now. And let's welcome that presence. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit, and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. Our reading this morning is from the book of Lamentations, chapter 1. Is it nothing to you, or you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which is brought upon me. My transgressions were bound into a yoke. By his hand they were fastened together. They weigh on my neck, sapping my strength. The Lord handed me over to those whom I cannot withstand. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, no one to revive my courage. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So here we are, Jesus is nearing the end of this traumatic journey towards the place of his execution, and he falls again for the third time. You can imagine the desperation and despair. You can imagine that sense of exhaustion as Jesus, who had been brutally beaten and forced to carry his cross through the streets of Jerusalem and up the hill towards his execution place, he falls for a third time. It must have been near on impossible to gather the strength and the courage to stand again with the weight of that crossbeam on him. And as we reflect on Jesus, completely and utterly exhausted, laying in the dirt, breathing in the dust, we perhaps think about times when we have reached that point of not being able to go on, when pressures around us pin us to the ground. where we feel we cannot get up again. Perhaps life has dealt so many blows, and there's been one blow too many, and it's so hard to get that strength and that courage to stand again. And I think particularly of people who are living in war-torn areas, the people of Gaza, the people of Ukraine, people who are living in places where they are not able to voice their views and opinions, where their country does not allow them to have words or value, where people are oppressed. And I think of how hard it must be, how they must be left with feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. Where will it all end? When will they know peace? When will they be able to be the people that God has created them to be? When will they live in a place where there is justice and fairness? And as we look at Jesus laying on the ground, having fallen for the third time, he can identify with what it feels like to be helpless and virtually hopeless as well. But Jesus did get the strength to get back up. Because in getting back up, he shows us that even when we are at our lowest, that when we walk with him and we trust in him, he gives us that glimmer of strength. He turns our helplessness into ability. He changes our hopelessness into hope. And that small glimmer is all it takes to be able to build ourselves up again. Let's pray. Today we pray especially for those who are feeling so weighed down by the pressures of life that they are living, wherever they are, for those who are feeling helpless and hopeless. We pray, Lord, that this day you will come to them, that you will lift the weight of the burden that is holding them down, that into their helplessness you will bring help, and into their hopelessness you will shine the light of hope. Lord, empower them and strengthen them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we continue to sit with God, we bring to him our dreams and desires, our worries and our fears, our concerns for the world and its people. And perhaps there are people that you know who are weighed down. So if there are, just bring these before God now. And perhaps you yourself are feeling weighed down. And if that's the case, just bring all these burdens and offer them to God. And as you offer them to God, be aware that as you offer them, he takes your hands and encourages you to walk with him. Lord, be in our journeys today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. And we pray a prayer of dedication. loving and gracious God, as we journey through this season of Lent, may we relinquish our expectation, be conscious of your Holy Spirit, and invite your presence into our daily lives. May we clear our minds and acknowledge any fears, inadequacies, and challenges that may hinder us from wholeheartedly seeking your wisdom and grace. Our commitment this season is to seek you with affirmation, to be more confident in our listening, and to be open to where you lead us, especially in the dark places. Lord, we travel this Lenten season with the hope that we will be guided by your Holy Spirit. We offer our prayers in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, our Redeemer, show us compassion and love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. So friends, that draws us to the end of our reflection for today. We will be returning on Wednesday with our next reflection on the next station of the cross, and I do hope that you will be able to join us then. I'm going to leave you with this lovely song, My Song is Love Unknown. Take care and God bless.
Sometimes they strain.